JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we focus on the June 2015 sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and Child Health and Safety Tip. These and more coming up. Stay with us. The Ministry of Education is reporting a 6.5% increase in mathematics passes in the 2015 sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says of the 23,639 public school candidates who sat the mathematics exam, 14,657 or 62% were awarded passing grades. That's an increase of 6.5 percentage points over last year's 55.5% pass rate and 20 percentage points over the 2013 results.
It isn't an exaggeration to say that we have a math aversion in Jamaica, and the truth be told, we have significant gaps in our instructional capacity. And the fact that we are beginning to see at the CSEC level a consistent improvement in the mathematics examinations is good news for those candidates, for the future of higher education, and indeed for Jamaica.
Additionally, agricultural science, office administration, and principles of business were among some 13 subjects that also had notable increases in percentage passes when compared to the 2014 results. Meanwhile, English A recorded a decline of 1.4 percentage points when compared to 2014. Some 65% of those who sat the June 2015 exam received a passing grade. Despite the decline in passes, Reverend Thwaites has commended the ministry for modernizing the instructional method of teaching English A, which he says is expected to provide the needed improvement for future sittings. Some science subjects also suffered a decrease in passes when compared to the previous year. These include integrated science, chemistry, and biology. The CSEC is administered by the Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC. It awards grades 1 to 6, but only grades 1 to 3 are accepted as passes.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Oliver Jackson.
In those days, the streets of Kingston used to be washed, sweeped and washed by tractors. So Kingston was a very pretty place. Even Maxfield Avenue, where I used to live, used to be swept and washed. And people never used to eat on the street. No cooking could go on the street. No street people. So I tell you, we were very, very careful of our health in those days.
And for today's child health and safety tip, ensure that your children get enough rest to stay sharp in class this upcoming school year. Lack of adequate sleep has been linked with a lack of attentiveness, short-term memory loss, inconsistent performance, and having a delayed response time. It is recommended that preschoolers get 11 to 12 hours of sleep per night. It is further suggested that school-aged children and preteens get at least 10 hours of sleep and teens a minimum of 9 hours of sleep per night. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. For producer Akeem Fraser and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.